Welcome back to our special WCHL Candidates Forum featuring the three candidates for Carrboro Board of Aldermen, Teresa Watson, Talal Assad, and Bethany Cheney. The election itself is on Tuesday, May 6th. Early voting is underway right now at five locations across the county. We've already talked about economic development. We've talked about budget questions. I want to continue by turning to the question of affordability. And I say affordability as opposed to specifically affordable housing, because affordability is a larger question. So we'll begin with Bethany Cheney and continue with Talal Assad and Teresa Watson. What should the town be doing in the next few years, again, housing or otherwise, to ensure that Carrboro remains an affordable place to live?
Yeah, I think it's two things. One is emphasizing a diverse economy, where we're building not only a place that satisfies needs, but a place that is full of employment opportunities for people along a different, a range of skills and abilities and interests. And the second is building a diverse housing stock that meets the needs of people who are along a continuum of diverse means and diverse needs, from young to old, from families to, to singles.
To all sound.
So going back to, we were talking about effective property tax rates. And so if we talk about affordable housing, you can't have the highest of one of the highest affordable effective property tax rates and then also say that you are committed to affordable housing. When it comes to affordability, with the development that we're having and becoming a hotspot in North Carolina, prices are going to go up across the board. And that's just the inevitability of being in a hot place and in a really nice town. I guess it's a double-edged sword. So while we continue to want more services and want to continue living a great life in Carrboro, the prices are going to start to become more and more expensive. So when it comes to affordability, I agree with Bethany. We have to find diverse streams of income when it comes to redistributing the tax base and when it comes to diversifying exactly how we're going about reaching our revenues.
Teresa Watson.
Yes, and I wanted to say that on diversification is very important. When you're doing affordability, it includes so many different aspects of living in this town. And so some of the things that I think that I would take a look at is creating more positions and jobs and industry to be able to maintain the quality of life for the town. I would also be real conscious on the front end, which is a younger group, and very conscious on the back end, which is the older group, the senior citizen base. So what we I would do in the next 2 years is really, well, this position is not quite 2 years, but I would actually spend a lot of time talking with the people within the community and assessing what their needs really are.
I want to touch on a point that Talal just made briefly, which was that given the nature of Carrboro, as attractive as it is as a community, the cost of living is going to go up. So are there incentives that the town can provide to developers to promote affordable housing? Teresa.
There's some incentive, but I want to take a different approach at this.
Okay.
When it comes to affordable housing, I look at some of the landlords, the existing landlords, and very few have ever told me that someone had come to them, and people from the town or any industry, and talked to them about their rent. And so I think if we have more communication with the landlord to let them know what page we're on, and so that we can sort of work together, I think we could start making some moves and changes in that area. So I think it would be more on a communication base for me.
Follow-ups to that, Bethany?
Well, I think, Teresa's raising the issue of mismatched pricing, maybe, that, landlords may not be hearing what is affordable and what is not affordable. I think with our larger landlords, though, that, are owned by, we have multiple properties that are owned by the same company and managed by the same company, that we actually can't, we don't have any traction with them, any concrete way that we can negotiate those prices down, not without additional housing choice vouchers or other ways to subsidize rents. But I do think that we could make a lot of progress in leveraging other resources to reduce development costs for folks that are either developing anew or that are redeveloping properties. So I think maintaining the affordability or maintaining the accessibility of certain larger developments that we have is really important, and we need some incentives to be able to do that.
Talal?
Yeah, I'm exactly with what Bethany's been saying as well. I guess this by state law, we don't have really a way, we don't have any ways to cap rents, or there's no real recourse in terms of price gouging or raising rents. So the market is going to dictate what these prices are. And as Teresa said, it would be great to be able to talk to some property owners and try to encourage them. But at the end, it's impossible to force anyone to do anything with their own property.
There has been some talk about the town acquiring Collins Crossing, for instance, and running that as affordable housing. Thoughts on that from anyone? Bethany?
I think it would not be a good idea for the town to become a housing authority. I really believe that this town is more predisposed to, and it would be more in line with our values to look at public-private partnerships, you know, nonprofit developers, nonprofit owners. We have a number in town that, you know, we could certainly partner with to take to carve out percentages or certain units of larger projects where a landowner is amenable to that. But I don't think that we should be in the business of owning.
Teresa Watson.
I agree. I agree with Bethany. But right now we do have a partnership with Empowerment. Then if they went through that direction, and it would be okay with me, but not for us to become landlords.
Talal, agree with that?
Yeah, and definitely we should be sticking out of the business of being real estate agents or realtors or developers at that matter. But I do think that we should increase our budget toward the nonprofit organizations that do promote affordability, such as the Community Home Trust. I think that they do great work for the limited budget that they're on. And when I was going back to talking about the nice-to-haves versus the want-to-haves, I think that that's a budgetary line item that we can increase.
We've only got about 15 minutes left, and again, about 300 topics to talk about. Let's move on to transportation. A lot of facets here, but let's begin with downtown parking, which has been, of course, much talked about for years. Many proposals have been raised, charging for parking downtown, building new lots, and so on. What should, and we'll start with Talal Assad and go to Teresa Watson and then Bethany Cheney. What should the town of Carrboro do to address the parking issue, both in the short term and the long term?
Sure. So this is, I guess, the cornerstone of my campaign. I was talking to a lot of business owners, and a lot of them are very, very upset with the parking situation in downtown Carrboro. And lately, while I was canvassing around Smith Level Road, if you talk to every other house in Smith Level Road, they say that Carrboro is inaccessible to them, and they are Carrborites too. So I believe we have to come up with probably a threefold solution. The encouragement of public transportation is great, but we have to come to the reality that that's not going to happen for every single person. That's not in everyone's comfort zone, and that's not what people, a lot of people can't take all of their kids, jump on a bus and wait for a bus, jump on a bus and go downtown and then come back. I believe that we have to look into the parking management. We have to be able to let people know that there is parking that is in other areas. That 300 East Main parking garage is only going to be around for 4 more years in terms of a free parking spot for Carrboro. After that, our lease expires with them, and we don't know what Hampton Inn is going to do with that. So we have to look to the future. We are going to continuously increase, so we need to develop parking for that. A private parking study that was conducted by one of the big developers has shown that we don't even have enough parking spaces for the employees of service industry in downtown Carrboro. So how can we expect our guests and our residents to park downtown? So I definitely want to look into that 203 South Greensboro Street, the commonly known as the municipal lot next to OpenEye. Look to expand that and probably build a parking deck there. The parking deck, I've talked to a local solar company, and I've also talked to local business investors who are looking into building a 250,000 kilowatt array on the top of that deck. If you go to my website, talalforcarrboro.com, you go to my platform, you could see an architectural or rendering of that deck that I've done. And we also have a lot of ways that we can get that top part funded, and then that adds a little Carrboro touch to it too, because then we become sustainable and forward-thinking in our parking solution.
Teresa Watson.
I think the we're going to have parking and transportation issue in Carrboro. We've had it for so long. But one of the things with transportation, we can still encourage more people to do biking, which they do. And the parking facility maybe we can have parking on the perimeters of downtown Carrboro so that people can walk into town. I actually do not see the Anderson Rigsby spot being a parking lot, but you do have to, I don't know if you could build parking lots underground, but I would be more inclined to do that if it was a possibility. So I don't have an answer to the transportation. I would not charge for parking in Carrboro.
Bethany Cheney.
So I think there's already a tremendous amount of surface parking in downtown Carrboro. The problem is that most of that parking is privately owned, and even some of that is underutilized, but inaccessible to folks seeking to, you know, do business downtown. So I'd really like to see the data that's going to be generated from the parking study that the Board of Aldermen already has authorized. And, it's, you know, I don't know when that's going to come to the board, but that's going to tell us a lot and hopefully project out into the future, too, where the gap is going to be. And depending on where that gap is and how big that gap is, I think we need to either, one, better manage the parking that we already have before we build anything. And then, two, if we do build, I agree with Talal that it needs to be structured parking. I just don't think it needs to be in the Andrews Rigsby lot. I think that that's a lot that really ought to be used for some commercial space and residential space instead.
Talal, you have a follow-up. I also want to press you for funding for that lot as well.
Sure. So funding for that lot would most probably have to come through some sort of 20-year or even longer tax budget. I don't think that you have to increase the taxes for that. I think you can just divert the taxes. The other thing is we are going to be selling solar back to the community. Back to the grid. For the first couple of years, of course, it would be by the investors would be receiving those returns. But then it could probably be community owned, and then afterwards, you could have after 7 years or so, whenever the incentives run out, you would be able to donate that back to the town and have the town actually use that to fund their own to use the day to day operations of that. As when it comes to the parking study, great. I'm excited about a parking study. The thing is I was listening to the Alderman meeting, and they want to define what the conclusion of the study was before the study was even, whether or not you need more parking or less parking before that study was even conducted. It can't be a biased study. The consultants that we hire have to be coming in from a standpoint of increasing accessibility, not how do we increase biking downtown. I know if any other conclusion before the studies even created would be skewed results.
Teresa, you mentioned that you didn't want to charge for parking anytime in the near or distant future. I want to see what Bethany and Talal say about that. Charge for parking downtown?
I don't think we're ready for that yet. But I'm not opposed to thinking about that for the future. You know, parking isn't free as it is. We're paying for it in some way, either through the prices that we're paying at stores or through our tax dollars. So we are paying for it. The question is, do we pay for it more out of pocket in some other way, or are we conscious about it when we actually park our cars? Does it have to be paid parking all the time? Can it just be during certain peak hours, or ways to encourage folks to park in other kinds of lots than right in the core downtown for longer periods of time? There are ways to use pricing structures, in other words, to change the behavior of people that are parking.
Talal?
You're going to have visitor parking, and you're going to have more long-term parking, such as employee parking. And so I think that some premium spots could be sold off on a permit basis, and that would help fund the lot as well, or fund whatever parking solution we have. But then you would also need some visitor parking that would be a free limited hour parking as well.
I want to move on to biking and walking, but before we do, Teresa's got the last word.
I want to just briefly say, as we talk about the development of Carrboro, and you got to make sure that it is attractive. And so if you get people to come into the town and they have to pay, I know I watched Durham deplete that downtown because of the parking. So that's one of the reasons why I would not support the pay for parking.
All right, we're going to stay with you, Teresa, with our next question, just continuing with other forms of transportation, particularly biking and walking, but also public transit as well. What can the Board of Aldermen do to make Carrboro a more bike-friendly and pedestrian-friendly place, and what can the downtown do to promote the use of public transportation?
Well, the one, I think people need to be more bike-friendly. And so a little education needs to go on about biking. And the other thing, there are so many locations in Carrboro that we do not have sidewalks, not sidewalk, bike trails to be able to ride the bikes. When you have, so I would look at, I don't know all the parameters right now, but I would look at an idea and notion of actually creating usable, reasonable bike trails from all throughout Carrboro and on the perimeter of Carrboro. And as it relates to bus transportation, I actually think that I ride the bus sometimes, that we need a better bus service. It doesn't go to a lot of places that I feel like it needs to go to be able to service downtown Carrboro.
Bethany Cheney.
I think that we've done a really good job of encouraging sort of a walkable, bikeable community, but it serves a population that lives within a certain circumference of downtown, for example. Mm-hmm. I agree there's some places that aren't as safe as they should be because they're not marked, bike lanes, for example. I also am concerned, though, that sometimes, cars don't understand they should share the roads. Bikers sometimes don't use hand signals. Pedestrians use their earbuds. So, we all play a role in safety, and we all have to be a little bit more aware of what we're doing. And so to the degree that community organizations could help us educate the public about how to be safer drivers, walkers, bikers, that would be really great. And then I also agree that we just need more frequent bus service and better routes to encourage people to use those services to get downtown.
Talal.
Aaron, I was again on Smith Level Road, and I was talking to a couple people, and I asked them about how they get to downtown, and they said usually they don't go to downtown because it's not worth it for them. But then I asked them, do you walk? Can you walk up that hill? And they scoffed at me, and they said, with what sidewalk? And with this increase in traffic, what am I going to do? How am I going to get downtown? How am I going to take my kids downtown? I can't push a stroller, you know? And so I guess if we're going to encourage pedestrian. I walk everywhere. I live on Greensboro Street. I'm lucky enough to live on that side of Carrboro that I can have one straight shot to downtown, and it's great sidewalks. I do notice sometimes when I'm crossing the street, I'm about to get hit by a car, even though I have the right of way. So I think that our enforcement of both bike traffic as well as vehicular traffic needs to be increased, and I think more stringent punishment needs to be done for people who violate. And we need to make our town safe for the bikers and for the walkers and for the drivers as well, you know.
We've got 7 minutes left and 10 questions to get through. We're not going to get to it all, as I said, but I want to continue now. We'll start with Talal Assad, go with Bethany Cheney, and then Teresa Watson. Carrboro prides itself on its support for the arts, support for progressive values, and support for local businesses, quirky local businesses as well. If Austin hadn't already taken Keep Us Weird as a slogan, we'd have it for us here. So question, what does the Board of Aldermen need to do in the next few years to keep Carrboro weird? What does the town need to do to promote the arts? What does the town need to do to protect and promote local businesses, support diversity, underrepresented populations, all of the things that we pride ourselves on in Carrboro? Talal.
I think we do a pretty great job with a lot of the festivals and a lot of the programs that we have. We have like the Art Walk and then the Carrboro Music Festival and the Film Festival. Programs such as that would continue to allow people to know who we are and put us on the map and attract that, attract the arts and attract the culture. I guess they attract arts and culturally forward people. They're a lot of fun to go to. They're great tourist money. And at the same time, it's a great way for the community to come together and enjoy the arts as a whole.
Bethany Cheney.
Well, I think about two things. One is that, I'm not so sure that the town needs to do anything because it's the creativity of the people that live here that really makes those businesses happen and makes the funkiness happen. So sometimes it's okay for us to get out of the way and let it happen. But the second thing is that I think we have to be really honest about where our vulnerabilities are in town, because in as much as we are a very, creative economy, we've already seen DSI Comedy Theater leave town and go to Chapel Hill. We've seen, you know, some artists move out of town. We hear about an over-concentration of certain kinds of creativity, I guess, of businesses. So I think we need to make sure we understand what it is, where our critical mass is. You know, how much of what can we sustain, and what is it okay to let fall out?
Teresa Watson.
I think, as Bethany has stated, we do have a unique situation. But one of the things I think that I would do think about is when people are looking to build in Carrboro, I would really hope that the board would be really instrumental in having a part on that design and the way to keep the flow and the appearance of Carrboro, the quirkiness of Carrboro, constantly on the flow, since we all know that it will continue to grow.
All right, we've only got a few minutes left, so lightning round questions, and I'll hold you to 30 seconds to answer these questions. We got one over Facebook. We'll start with Bethany and then Teresa and then Talal. We got this one over Facebook. Carrboro's product is quality of life. How do you define quality of life, Bethany?
Well, I think people define it in different ways, but a high quality of life to me is where an individual has the resources that they need to live in the way that they prefer to live without hurting other people and by adding value and also adding value to other people's lives.
Teresa.
I think quality of life for me is when everyone in the town have access to health care, to affordable housing, to the resources within this town. The quality of life is the communication. I like to see us have more one unit. When the people in the town can go to the alderman and have that great communication.
Talal.
I think Carrboro is a great value. I mean, you got great bang for your buck over here. You have some of the friendliest people. I've knocked on over 500 doors so far and still counting. And, you know, every single person has welcomed me and talked to me. The other thing with in terms of quality of life, you know, you have great entertainment, great people. Again, it's relatively affordable, although I have noticed it's getting more and more expensive. But this is that's what I consider quality of life, you know, just to be able to have fun and enjoy everyone else.
Starting with Teresa Watson, then Talal Asad, and then Bethany Cheney. What should the town of Carrboro do to promote environmental sustainability? How can we reach carbon zero?
Of course, less cars on the road. Have clean water, have all of our community. You know, of course, we know we have the Rogersville Project. And when you say environment, that means for all people, healthy water, healthy sewer, healthy trash. And that's what Carrboro can do. And actually, Carrboro does a great job at that.
Bethany.
Well, I think that the town itself can certainly lead by example. It's already done a great job of that, but, you know, really trying to promote the use of solar energy and working with private partners to help create alternative resources for folks in town. But I think the biggest concern I have in terms of environment is reducing waste and how to deal with our waste. It's a countywide issue, and I think the town can do a really great job of helping to start that conversation.
Talal Asad.
Agreeing with Bethany on this, I think our waste problem is pretty big. I would love it if there was more encouragement and, I guess, subsidizing of picking up composting. I think that would be a great thing to have citywide. I think we do a good job with the Solarize Carrboro project and other private projects that we've talked about. And I think that, you know, if we were to build a deck, it should have a solar panel on top.
All right, we've only got a minute left, and there's so much more I want to talk about, but just to cover it all in one question, we'll start with Bethany Cheney, then go to Talal Asad, and then Teresa Watson. What issues have we not discussed today that you think need to be emphasized in this election? Bethany Cheney.
Oh, I need I can't answer that on this. On
we've
this
done
spot.
Well.
I feel like we've done really well. We just haven't been able to go deep, right?
Talal Asad.
Yeah, you've done a great job moderating this and asking some of those questions from Facebook. I do think that we should When it comes to people who work in town and try to afford working in town, I think we should find ways of incentivizing people who work and live in town to stay in town. And
And then finally, last word, Teresa Watson.
Well, I think that one of the things is we don't talk much about the senior issues. And the other issue is that we have quite a few people in this town that cannot pay their water bill, are their houses in foreclosure, and we don't have any incentives or any mechanism where they can come to us and let us know, and so we can have resources or a list of resources for those people that have challenges in the town. I'd like to see more of that.
And that concludes our Carrboro Board of Aldermen Candidates Forum. Talal Assad, Teresa Watson, Bethany Cheney, thank you so much for joining us. Very, very enlightening and informative discussion. The election is Tuesday, May 6th. Early voting is underway right now at 5 sites across Orange County. Check out our website, chapelboro.com. We'll have the audio from this forum up on the website very, very shortly. Talal, Teresa, Bethany, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for having us.
And that concludes this special candidates forum for Carrboro Board of Aldermen here on WCHL. You can find it online on our website, chapelboro.com. And remember to vote. Election day is Tuesday, May 6th for the primary.